Welcome. It's the Sassy Scribe at Locatopia, and with me here are the A-team of, yes, Radio St. Pete hosts. First, Domenico Pontevero.
Hello from Locatopia in Williams Park.
So what is it that you do? What are the 12 things that you do? Will you share it with our audience?
Well, my main thing is that I'm the host of Soundscapes Monday nights from 10 to 11 p.m. It's an instrumental hour of local music to help you wind down on your Monday nights. I also host the Car Free Conversations podcast with Samicha, where we talk about getting around St. Pete and enjoying St. Pete without the use of a car. And then I do other things, too. You know, I'm involved in Roser Park. I'm a local commissioner for community planning. And I write my own music under the moniker Boy in the Rain.
Love that. And you have a big thing coming on, a very spooky tour of Roser Park coming on. Tell us about that.
We do. Next Saturday, we have Roser Park ghost tours, where we talk about the lore and some of the ghost investigations we've done in the historic Roser Park neighborhood. You can go to roserparkishaunted.com to find more information.
Thanks, Dom. And with me, another host, Tony Tyler. Welcome, girlfriend.
Hi, great to be here. Nice to see you.
Tell us a little bit about your show.
Well, my show is called Rock the Burg. It's on Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 4. And I play some of the best rock music from Tampa Bay. And I also have another show. It's a short segment on Thursday mornings called Northern Exposure.
It's at 11. Canadians.
That's right. A bit of exposure to some of our Canadian independent musical talent.
Love that. With me also is Frank. Frank, hello.
Hey, how are we doing today? We're here at Locatopia. Beautiful day. Williams Park. Okay. And my job description is whatever Radio St. Pete needs, I'll volunteer. I've done everything from being an on-air personality, musical talent. I bartended. I worked the elevator. I think Jay wants me to park cars next time because I'm just a guy of many skills, but no skills whatsoever.
This is not your first time at Locatopia, and how does it compare to your beloved Gulfport?
Well, Gulfport is a very sleepy little town with great music. I was talking to people earlier today and say on First Friday, there's more live music at Gulfport than there is on Bleecker Street in Greenwich Village.
Well, it's great to have you here. With me is the WEX team from Eckerd College. Oh, my God, Maddie Merrick, co-manager of the station. Welcome, Maddie's going to be sassy scribing it with me today.
Good morning, guys. I'm super excited to be here. This is actually my first Locatopia, even though I've been here for 4 years at Eckerd College. And I'm excited to see what's going to be out here today.
Who's here with you?
Here with me is Viv. She is our event manager, coordinator. She does kind of everything for us.
Yes, I'm super excited to be here at Locatopia. There's a bunch of really amazing local businesses and a lot of great vibes. And yeah, I'm super excited.
Are either of you from St. Pete originally?
No, I'm not. I'm from
Kentucky.
Yes, I'm from Los Angeles.
Oh, I'm a California girl. I knew there was a vibe. Girls just want to have fun. So we're going to be collecting interviews from all your neighbors. As Mr. Roberts said, won't you be my neighbor? It's love, February 14th. What do you love about St. Pete, Maddie?
What I love about St. Pete is that everyone is so friendly. I feel like every time I'm walking around downtown, there's always someone with a smile on their face, a dog walking around, and everyone just seems to be enjoying themselves.
What about you?
Yeah, I was about to say the exact same thing. The community feel here in St. Pete is really strong, and I just love, walking around and seeing everybody so connected.
Well, let me tell you, there are hula hoops. There's Preserve the Burg. There is St. Pete Pride. There are delicious foods. There's the Kawa truck. And we are right in front of the stage. It's incredible. The St. Pete Clearwater coming up soon will be Mayor Ken Welch. By the way, folks, in case you don't know, we won a proclamation for March 4th being St. Pete Day. Woo! So for the Sassy Scribe and the WEX team, we'll see you around Locatopia, the 13th annual. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Sassy Scribe is here with Spitfire Comedy, improv comedy show. Hello. Tell us all about what's going on.
Hey there. Yeah, Zach Moore is here with Spitfire Comedy House. So we're here at Locatopia, but with Spitfire, we do 7 comedy shows a week. We have a free Wednesday show every single week. Just reserve your free tickets online. We do 2 shows on Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays. We also have improv and comedy classes that you can check out and an improv drop-in every Sunday at 2 p.m. where you can come and try out improv for the very first time.
Are the guys here at the booth with you, comedians, as well?
Yeah, we all perform on stage with each other. I've got Eric and Jeremy here.
Who's who? Let's see.
I'm Eric.
Hi, Eric. What do you do? Give us a give us a little bit of your comedy flair.
Oh, my comedy flair. You'd have to see me more, so I'm a funny-looking guy.
And with us is also...
Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy. What kind of... Do you do clean comedy, funny comedy, naughty comedy, comedy comedy?
I do all the above. Lots of physical comedy. Come check us out.
So cool. How many years you've been here?
We are coming up on our 10-year anniversary in October 2026.
That is amazing. And tell everyone where you're located.
We are at 1920 First Avenue South, right on the corner of 18th Street.
Okay. And the website?
It is spitfirecomedy.com.
Zach, you and I have talked, I think, when I first started Radio St. Pete. So great to have you here. One of the funniest people I have ever met. And truly, before there were all the others, there was... Spitfire Comedy! It's the Sassy Scribe at the St. Petersburg Shuffleboard Club, and I am here with Ashley Nuccio, the president. Welcome, Ashley.
Thank you so much.
Tell me a little bit about the St. Petersburg Shuffleboard Club, where it is. I know this isn't your first year at Locotopia either.
You're correct. So the club is in Mirror Lake. We are the world's oldest and largest shuffleboard club. We have been around for over 100 years, and we have a wonderful membership, a lot of local St. Pete residents, and we love being a part of Locotopia.
Tell me a little bit about how shuffleboard has become just such a thing.
Absolutely. So it's certainly having a comeback, as a lot of games from back in the day are. And it's really just a great way to get around with your friends. You play, your opponents are right next to you, so you can meet so many wonderful people. And it's become like a third place for a lot of people in St. Pete.
There are so many events. Tell us a little bit about what's coming up this winter and spring.
Sure. So we have our Mirror Lake tournament. That is one of our largest tournaments. It is going to be in Mirror Lake around the club. So you can come see what it looks like to see people that are active in our tournaments and leagues. And it's really fun. It's a great day and a great day to be out in St. Pete.
What do you love about Locotopia?
I love the presence of the city is here. It has been here for so long. And it's really like the heart and soul of our small businesses you can find at Locotopia. Olga's done an incredible job of curating what makes St. Pete so special.
Well, for St. Pete, let me tell you something. The Sassy Scribe says the Shuffleboard Club is the place to be. And please look for everybody here. Thanks so much for being on air.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Radio St. Pete loves its partner, Book and Bottle. Dominic Howarth is our book expert. And with me today is the one and only Mary Kate.
Hi, nice to see you guys. It has been so fun out here. We just got started and we've already had people browsing the books, the tote bags. It is great energy out here today.
And it is the era of love. Happy Valentine's Day. I love the tote. It says, might be books, might be wine. That's my love story.
That is our love story as well.
What's going on at Book and Bottle for the rest of the month?
So we've got lots of events. As you guys know, Heated Rivalry is one of the hottest books and shows right now. So we're hosting a trivia night in March. We've got a comedy night coming up at the end of March. And we've got plenty of book clubs, not just at the shop, but also in partnership with the Fine Arts Museum, which has been an awesome partnership.
You have some incredible romance things here. Love poems by Pablo Neruda, French love poems. Tell me a little bit about All About Love by Beth Brooks. And you just held up a local author. Tell me about that.
Yes. So we have a selection of local authors in our shop. We try to keep our shelves full of stuff that people know, people love, but also things that we want to introduce people to. So Alicia Thompson has written a lot of really awesome romance books. We've got one of hers called Never Been Shipped, which is her newer book. But we've also got another sampling of plenty of other love stories. Like she said, love poems. We've got tons of books that really anybody in love or, you know, with friendship.
How about this? How about the Galentine Book of the Century, Jokes to Offend Men?
You would not believe how many times that book is picked up in the shop. We keep it front and center as soon as you walk in, and it is one of those ones that gets picked up pretty much by everybody in the shop. It is hilarious.
Well, come by the booth because you can pick up a free Valentine. I'm grateful for you. If you were a book, I'd never put you down. You had me at Merlot. Who came up with this stuff?
So I got to credit our owner, Tara. She had the idea a few days ago, and within minutes, she was crafting up a huge selection of really adorable Valentines that are very book and bottle, coffee, wine, books, all the things that we love.
You're my perfect matcha, I say to you, my friend. Mary Kay for Tombolo Books, excuse me, Book and Bottle. Tombolo Books, we celebrate all the independent booksellers today.
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. There's very few of you.
I know. We've got a great a great selection of independent bookstores in this city. So
we do.
We appreciate it.
We do, and we love you guys so much. And just tell us the location of the shop.
So our location is between Central and First on 6th Street. So y'all come by and see us. We are right around the corner from Bonu, one of our favorite Italian places. So come see us soon.
For our Radio St. Pete, the Sassy Scribe says, if you were a book, I'd never put you down. The Sassy Scribe is over at the James Museum of Western Art and Wildlife. It is such an exciting time. Tell us a little bit about what's going on here at this booth today.
Absolutely. So we are doing a Western Valentine station. So we've been noticing that like people are really, really excited to like get together with their friends and like craft and collage. So we decided to do that this time. You can either do like, you can pick one of our four designs, which are also available to download on our website at the James Museum's blog, and you can like color those in and decorate them, or you can make your own. So you would take a piece of cardstock and then you would pick some text and a centerpiece and some decorative items and just put it all together. People are coming in and they're making like their own out of like construction paper, and they're coloring, and kids are having a great time like just cutting things. It's a lot of fun.
Well, it is a day of love, and I love your earrings that they have hearts, and we really love everything that's going on. There's some big events coming up. Tell us what exhibits you have now and what events are coming up.
Yes, there are. So right now we have this really great exhibition called Edward S. Curtis, Photographer of His Time, and it's about one of the most prolific American photographers of certainly the American West, but definitely American historical in the historical photography kind of era. And this exhibition is all about, he is most famous for his portraits of Native Americans from like 1900 to 1930. But this exhibition really, really focuses on how he was influenced by the art movements of his time, like Romanticism and the arts and crafts movement, as well as just having really wonderful portraits of indigenous people and having a conversation about the fact that these were people he collaborated with. They were not bystanders. We also have Ben Steele, A Pop of Art, which is Ben Steele. We have 10 paintings by Ben Steele, who is from Utah, his art is basically when pop culture meets fine art. So you'll see lots of references to Dali and Liechtenstein, and it's just a lot of fun. There's something that everybody will recognize. We have a giant etch and sketch of John Wayne. So that's very fun.
I know, you're burning daylight is what we like to say. So, you know, there's also some regular things on Tuesday and so many things to do. Tell us a little bit about that.
On Tuesday, our admission is only $10, and we are open our latest. So normally we're open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesdays we're open until 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. So we usually have music nights, we have films, we have all different kinds of programs. Coming up next month, we're going to be doing an adult craft night on Tuesday. So it'll be $15 for adults. It's totally free for members. And that gets you the supplies, and you'll get wine, and you'll also get museum admission. And we're also going to do like a little scavenger hunt, but it's going to be a lot of fun. I don't want to spoil too much about that.
I just love it. Well, thank you so much. The James Museum, where are you located?
We are located at 150 Central Avenue in downtown St. Pete.
Thank you so much. The Sassy Scribe says, giddy up, cowboys. Sassy Scribe took the Sunrunner downtown today from St. Pete Beach. And with me is a really important person from PSTA. Hello, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing on this beautiful day?
Well, and tell us your name and that you've already been on Dom's show on Car Free Conversation.
Yeah, so my name is Jacob Obudka. I'm the planning manager at PSTA. Several months ago, I did have the pleasure of being on the Car Free St. Pete podcast talking about our recent network changes. But today, I'm out here at Localtopia answering questions about our services. And just to let everybody know, the Sunrunner is free to ride today. Lots going on between Localtopia and the Raise event over by the Trop. So come out and ride, and we make it easy because you can support for free.
It's so wonderful. So tell us a little bit about what's happened this year with Sunrunner.
Sure. No, absolutely. So the Sunrunner hasn't had that many changes recently, but it's been an important spine in our system as we've made changes to streamline our network over the last few months. Although an improvement we have made within the last year or so is that on Friday and Saturday nights, with support from the city of St. Petersburg, that the service is now running every 15 minutes for the entire day, Fridays and Saturdays, whereas it used to stagger down every 30 minutes. This allows for more reliability and frequency and allows folks to be able to go out and enjoy more of our beautiful city throughout the day.
Fun, fun, fun is what is the Sunrunner's motto. And, you know, one of the things I want to say about Sunrunner, it's clean, it's beautiful. You also at PSTA are doing some sustainable energy things. Tell us about that.
Sure. So we are definitely doing a lot around our fleet. So we've invested a lot in our zero emission fleet. So we've expanded our electric bus fleet. We're also still having our hybrid vehicle and our regular diesel fleet. But honestly, the most sustainable thing you can do is just take the bus instead of driving your car, particularly on a day like today where parking is definitely a challenge when everybody wants to be downtown for Localtopia.
Well, the Sassy Scribe says the Sunrunner's the way to go. Thanks so much for being with us.
All right, thank you.
Come to Localtopia. It's happening now. Getting more and more crowded. We see dogs. We see kids. We see roller skates. We see lots of car-free alternatives. The Palladium is a wonderful partner of Radio St. Pete. And with me today, since Paul Wilborn is off on assignment and will be in studio on the 25th, is the one and only Megan, who actually handles the box office and so much more. Welcome, Megan.
Hi, everybody. We're so glad to be here at Localtopia today, sharing what we have coming up. We've got lots of shows, jazz, blues, opera. Beacon Dance is coming at the beginning of March. We'd love for you to check us out at mypalladium.org. Thanks.
This is not your first time at Localtopia. Localtopia is so much fun. Tell me a little bit about why this event is so important to you at the Palladium.
Well, we are so committed to supporting local artists and being part of our community, and there's not a better fit for us than Localtopia, really. It's just about everything local and all the great things that make St. Pete so special, and we are just proud to be part of that.
Well, there's some big things going on this year. We'll let Paul tell a lot of it, but I mean, you're going to be remodeling Hoff Hall, new seats, and you've gotten a huge endowment or some grants, so tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we have a renovation planned to start at the end of this summer. We'll be closed for a few months for that, but we do have a name a seat campaign going on as part of our fundraising efforts for our renovation. You can find information about that on our website, but you could dedicate it to anyone in memory of someone, to a coworker or a friend, for yourself. It's a really great way to get involved in the renovation.
You know, I love going to the Palladium. Quite honestly, there's so much going on. So, folks, tell us where you're located and the website.
We are located right here in downtown St. Pete on the corner of 5th Avenue and 3rd Street. Our website is mypalladium.org, and we've got over 200 events per year, so come see us.
Sassy Scribe says, if you're a cool kid, you'll be at the Palladium. Nothing says love like the magic of discovering it in a rabbit's hat. And with me today is Chris, the founder, the illusionist from Zubrick Magic Theater, one of the top national and international theaters. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. Tell us where you're located and what you do, and tell us the big news about the big anniversary.
Sure, the Zubrick Magic Theater. It's located at 1211 First Avenue North. This is our fifth year. On July 29th, we'll celebrate our fifth year anniversary. It's been wonderful. The St. Pete Tampa Bay community has come out and supported us. If you love magic, you love live entertainment, be sure to check us out.
You're always changing it up, and you're always doing new things. Tell us a little bit about what's new this year.
Sure. So our show changes every 3 or 4 months. We'll take it an act out and put a new one in. It keeps it fresh for our repeat patrons. However, our biggest show change happens during our holiday spectacular. That's November through January. It's a wonderful time. And we also have a new surprise. I can't quite tip it off yet, but we have a new offering coming this year for all of those magic lovers who have been to our show and are looking for something unique and even more intimate.
It is not just for children and youth. It really is something for the whole family. I think it's a great date night. Tell us a little bit about the adult flavor.
Right. So it is designed to entertain in full adults, yet it is family friendly for all ages to enjoy. But if date nights, anniversaries, you name it, come check it out. Please read any of the 5-star Google reviews that we have. If you're sitting on the fence and you're not sure whether to come to the show or not, check it out.
You know, folks, for those of you who don't know, I saw the space when they were building it. And when you walk in, it's so purple and magical. And I love the young lady who gets up on stage with you. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it's a Las Vegas-style show. So we have our beautiful magic assistant, who we make levitate. We cut her into 9 pieces. Everything that you can see on a Las Vegas stage, you can see right here in St. Pete.
Love is in the air with Zubrick Magic Theater. We can't wait to see you there.
Well, thank you. We'd love to have you.
For those of you who don't know that it is Second Saturday Art Walk and that the Arts Exchange in the Warehouse Arts District is where it's happening, well, let's start with talking with Lucy Westfall, one of our favorite artists who has a studio there. Welcome, Lucy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about your art and how long you've been at WADA.
I am a photographer and a filmmaker. The photography that I do is all taken in the outdoors, so I don't arrange anything. I photograph what I see, both urban scenes and nature, a lot of birds. I believe in the uplifting spirit of the birds. And I've had a studio at the Arts Exchange in the Warehouse Arts District only for a year and 2 months. So I'm a little bit of a newbie. I'm out of the historic Kenwood Artists Enclave. So I used to always work just from my home, and now I have a studio. Very happy.
And you've interviewed with Alexis ABC's you before.
I most certainly have been interviewed by Alexis already. I think it was like 2 years ago, 3 years ago for the studio tour. Now it's called the Tour of the Arts in historic Kenwood.
Well, Lucy, tell us a little bit about your background. You're from Germany originally, and I love your shirt. It says, do more of what makes you happier. And obviously, you've had many chapters. Talk to us about that.
So I'm from Germany, from Hamburg, Germany originally. I've been in the U.S. for 30 years on and off. I've been married to my husband, Scott Soleri, who makes art under the name Mandlitter Studio. For 30 years, so that's pretty much how long I've been in America. And we lived in Florida, where we met originally, and then lived in Brooklyn for 14 years, in Berlin, and then in Colorado, and now we live down here in St. Pete and love it. And we both are living the artist's dream now that we've moved down here in St. Pete. Before, we were filmmakers, so it's a little bit more of a business perspective than the free artist flow that we get to experience here in St. Pete.
Well, this community is amazing, and with me is somebody who I first met at the Warehouse Arts District, Tracy Kennard, who works for the City of St. Pete, and I call her the Arts Goddess.
Ah, thank you. You're too kind, but I'm happy to be here. Localtopia is on fire right now.
Tell us a little bit about what you do, Tracy.
I handle arts, culture, and tourism for the City of St. Pete, which means our public art collection. We do the City of the Arts grants. We do a Level Up Arts grants and individual artist grants, which are open until February 27th. So if you live or work in St. Pete, please apply to that individual artist grant. It's up to $5,000 for creative business growth. Doesn't have to be project-based.
Tracy, we want to thank you and the City of St. Pete for our proclamation and for the support that you give Radio St. Pete. You are also a photographer, and you have two adorable cats on Galentine's Day.
Yes, I do. Simone and Alice say happy Valentine's Day. And I am an iPhone photographer. I am not anywhere close to being at a Localtopia tent site at all. But it's a lot of fun to go out there and show the community and the world what it looks like to wake up at, 6:30 in the morning and take photos.
Absolutely. Tracy Kennard is an amazing photographer, and she has nothing to do with what camera you use. You have the eye, and you know how to frame things and see things and go out there and catch it. I'm a big fan of Tracy Kennard's photography.
You know what? And this is what this community is all about. It's about the love. So thank you, Tracy Kennard. Thank you, Lucy Westfall. We will see you at Localtopia. The Sassy Scribe is out and about. Come talk to us. I am Sassy Scribe in Beer Row, Beer Village, Craft Village. It is the Gulf Coast, and with me today is the Grand Central Brewery. Let's just find out what's going on there. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi.
Hi. So we do trivia on Tuesday nights. We have live music Thursday through Sunday. As far as events coming up, we have a double comedy show tonight for Valentine's Day at 7:15 and 9:15. We also have our big event during Tampa Bay Beer Week on Saturday, March 14th, halfway to Lagerfest, and that'll be from 5 to 10 p.m.
What are you guys brewing these days?
We brew a lot of lagers, mostly German pils, Czech pils, and a few styles in between. We also have IPAs, sours, kind of the whole gamut. We actually just made our first cider as well.
Ooh, tell me about that. I'm a big cider fan, thanks to Mastery's.
So it is all apples that we got from the Pacific Northwest, and it finishes pretty dry, right around 6%. And it's our first attempt, but we're pretty happy with it, and we'll see where the cider future goes with Grand Central.
Where is the craft beer market these days? I mean, we are one of, at one time, we had just a ton of people in Tampa Bay. How's it going for all you guys?
We've actually done pretty well, but it has leveled off a bit. There's just changing tastes overall. So there's just so many other options out in the marketplace these days with ready-to-drink cocktails and THC beverages. But since we're doing tried-and-true lager, lager has withstood the test of time, and it will never die. So hopefully, we'll just see continued growth as we, move on.
Well, on this Valentine's Day, we want to say Prost and Opa to Grand Central. Thanks so much for being on Radio St. Pete.
Thank you so much.
Prost.
Folks, there is no one we love more than our partner, Greenlight Cinema. And, Mike is here with us, and we're sitting in front of Greenlight Lounge in these lovely chairs. And he's going to tell us all about what's going on with Greenlight Cinema, how many years they've been here, and some of the movies that are coming up. Hi, Mike.
How are you? What a day, huh? Beautiful, beautiful day. I think everybody is so happy the cold weather is gone, and here we are. Beautiful day.
Well, Mike, Greenlight Cinema, give us a quickie history for those who are just listening today on Locotopia Day.
So we're a little independent movie theater, 221 2nd Avenue North. We've been here for about 5 years. We do independent films and foreign films and docs and classics and all that kind of stuff. And we just opened up a lounge next door, and we're cranking it up for Locotopia. What again, just a perfect day.
Let's talk about Locotopia, because last year you were handing out posters next door. Now the posters are hanging, the movie posters are hanging on the walls here.
Yeah.
And you also are now a nonprofit at Greenlight Cinema.
We are, finally. We got that taken care of. And so we're 501(c).
That's wonderful. And listen, tell us a quick preview of what movies are coming up in February and March.
So we've got Rocky Horror Picture Show tonight, which is sold out. And what else we got? We got Natchez coming. We've got Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is playing on Thursday. We're playing this film about St. Pete Airport. We got all kinds of stuff coming up.
Mary Rachel, Mary Rachel, Mary Rachel, Mary Rachel. Mary Rachel, come back here. Come back here. You know, one of the things that happens at Greenlight Cinema is...
Yes.
Yes and.
Oh, yes and. Improv classes.
Yes. Mary Rachel, who the heck are you? And tell us about Station 12 Studio. And Eugenie, hello in St. Augustine.
Oh, yes. Eugenie, who's going to be heading out of the country to work on a huge movie. We've got some news for you. Yes, we teach improv classes at Greenlight Cinema. We also teach teaching classes, Meisner on camera, core classes. We have a great community. If you've ever thought about becoming an actor, jump in and join us. And you don't even have to be an actor to take classes with us too, especially our improv classes. By implementing Yes And, it will elevate your lives personally and professionally and open up doors and possibilities you never dreamt imagined before.
You just got home from a big shoot. Can you tell us anything that you've been doing?
Oh yeah, I just got back from working on Tulsa King in Atlanta. And before that I worked on an ABC, a new TV show called RJ Decker, and it's going to be fun.
Mary Rachel, the best. Thank you so much. We'll see you in studio on the 20th. You're smoking hot,
girlfriend.
Looking
forward to it. Back at you. You're both smoking hot. Don't go changing.
Back to Mike. Mike.
Yes.
So finish. Tell us more about.
And we've got all kinds of events going on at the lounge. We're really leaning into music. We're doing comedy. We had a stand-up show last Friday. We're doing all kinds of that stuff. So we've expanded and expanding our reach.
You know, the jazz librarians have been here. Jeremy Carter has been here. James Suggs has been here. And it's just, I'll tell you something, I think, and there's a big kitty cat on the wall, which I cannot wait to have my picture taken of it. And that's mural is done by Quintessential.
Yes, and it's part of Shine. It's part of Shine.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Mike, is this your dream come true, living in St. Pete, living your best life?
We like doing interesting things, and we like, being part of the community. And Greenlight's been a challenge, but we feel like we've made the turn here. And the lounge, we're really excited because there's so much good music and stuff that we want to do. So we're pretty happy about 2026.
Well, the other thing I want to say is, Greenlight Cinema has embraced not just our St. Petersburg neighborhood. Tell us a little bit about your partnerships here and across the bay.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the best thing we do. I mean, Eugenie Bondurant does her Station 12 acting studio there, which has really been successful for us. We have partnerships with the Tampa Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, Second Screen Cult Cinema, the VHS Club. We do a lot of kind of one-offs with local groups. The airport film is a local film. So that's really the stuff that we lean into.
I'm sitting here at the Greenlight Lounge looking at the beautiful people. I mean, there are a lot of beautiful people.
It's a gorgeous day. I think people are excited to get outside again after it's been 20 degrees for a month and a half. So, yeah, this is everyone's got a little like, let's, you know, this is everybody's back outside again. Plus, this is the best event of the year. Localtopia is the best event that we do all year, the city. And we're just, you know, we're the only kind of bar restaurant, except for Cognac this year, that's in the footprint of the festival.
Well, folks, I'm telling you, take a left at the truck drawings, walk down the street, see the brew row, and for Localtopia and the Sassy Scribe, I want to say, Mike, can't wait to have you back in studio for another podcast.
Always fun. Anytime you want me, I'll be there.
That's a wrap, folks.